The lawyers' syndicate held a press conference in Cairo on Sunday to discuss the legal aspects of Marwa Shirbini's case. François Minet, a French lawyer, volunteered to join the defense team in charge of the case of Marwa and her husband.
I decided to join the defense team to show my disapproval of the fact that Germany, as a country so near to France, can have so much racism towards Islam.
The defense team, including Khaled Abu Bakr and François, filed charges against Marwa's murderer and called for the maximum punishment. They also filed a lawsuit against the policeman who shot Marwa's husband as he was going to his wife's aid.
We want a law to be issued that would allow us to trial Marwa's murderer in Egypt. Under Egyptian law, he would be executed. But if that isn't possible, we call for the maximum punishment, which according to German law is lifetime imprisonment.
Later on Sunday, the press syndicate honored Ashirbini's family, demonstrating the Egyptian people's respect and admiration for the martyr of the Islamic veil and showing solidarity with her family. The participants in the event protested against the little coverage this incident has received from the international media, as well as the inappropriate response of the German and Egyptian governments.
We want a firm and clear stance from the government, equivalent to the massive reaction of the people, who express clearly the need to protect the Muslim lives that are being violated in the West.
In response to such demands, the Egyptian Foreign Ministry has sent a delegation to Germany to follow the investigations, and lawyers are commissioned to represent Shirbini's family in the German courts.
We want the 1st of July, the day of Marwa's death, to be immortalized. We want a plan to introduce the truth about Muslims and Islam to the West, so Marwa won't have died in vain.
At the end of the event, the participants stressed that racism and extremism is not something related to Islam and Muslims. It exists all around the world, even in countries that claim to advocate human rights. It's time that the world saw the true face of Islam in Marwa Shirbini. With the German and Egyptian governments' apparent inaction, the people here took it on themselves to prove that racism against Muslims would not be tolerated, and that Marwa Shirbini's blood would not go to waste. Hiba Fahmi, Press TV, Cairo.